Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As night falls over Israel, the skies remain clear. Temperatures are cooling down across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making for a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that Israel has killed a senior Hamas terrorist responsible for deadly attacks in the 2000s. This operation took place in the central Gaza Strip. Also earlier today, Ynet reported that the IDF destroyed Hezbollah tunnels on Ali Taher Ridge. Prime Minister Netanyahu warns Iran against intervention. Also this hour, The Times of Israel says an Israeli airstrike earlier today killed a family of four in North Gaza. The IDF had issued a warning before the attack in Beit Lahia. Separately, according to JNS from earlier reporting, Defense Minister Katz warned that any Iranian attack will result in unprecedented strikes on Tehran's key facilities. And finally, I-24 News reports the IDF demolished Hezbollah's underground base on Ali Taher Ridge earlier today. Here's the latest break time tens from social media. Amishai Stein, an Israeli journalist, posted an hour ago about IDF's operation on Ali Taher Ridge, highlighting the destruction of underground infrastructure. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared footage an hour ago showing the aftermath of the IDF's actions on the ridge. Al Arabiya English also reported an hour ago that the Israeli army released visuals of Hezbollah's underground structures being dismantled at Ali al-Taher Ridge. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, the joint operation by the ISA, IDF, and Israel police targeted a senior Hamas figure. This individual orchestrated several deadly attacks in the West Bank during the 2000s. The operation underscores Israel's continued efforts to dismantle terrorist networks in Gaza. For residents, this action is part of ongoing security measures in the region. Turning to the Ynet report, the IDF's actions on Ali Taher Ridge involved clearing Hezbollah's main tunnel complex. This move comes as Israel emphasizes its stance against Iranian influence in the region. The destruction of these tunnels is seen as a significant step to curb Hezbollah's operational capabilities. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel provides details on a tragic airstrike in Beit Lahia. The family killed included two children, with the IDF stating a warning was given before the strike. This incident highlights the ongoing humanitarian challenges in the conflict and the impact on civilians. On the diplomatic front, JNS reported Defense Minister Katz's firm warning to Iran. He promised unprecedented retaliation against any Iranian aggression. This statement indicates Israel's readiness to defend itself and its critical infrastructure. Finally, as reported by I-24 News, the demolition of Hezbollah's base on Ali Taher Ridge is part of Israel's broader strategy to neutralize threats from Lebanon. This operation is crucial for maintaining security on the northern front and deterring future incursions. On the economic front, first, Ktek reports that Covenant, a defense startup, is capitalizing on Europe's need for defense independence. They plan to produce 5,000 missiles annually by 2027. Separately, Mariv Business highlights a cyber exercise at Anthropic that went awry. Their AI model breached a system and extracted personal data, raising concerns about AI security measures. And finally, from Ynet Business, Covenant has unveiled its long-range strike system, Anthem, in Texas. This marks their emergence from stealth and expansion into the defense market. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.